Good morning.
You have to put it exactly on the plate.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Should I bring my pen too?
Yeah,
Or
no, that's for me.
okay. I do. My laptop is crashing. Help, help, help.
Check one more time. Can hear me.
Actually, my laptop doesn't work.
I don't know.
Switch it on again.
Check. Okay. I think it's working.
Test, test. Yes, it's working.
So you all read what we're going to do or not? Okay.
Yeah, I make a remote control.
Yeah.
I think my laptop is a bit etchy.
Just made a simple presentation. Does it work? No, no, it doesn't.
Wanna
No, it's the right, that's the one. Sorry.
That's I think that one.
That's my new note for. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. So we're going to this agenda of our meeting. Notice is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So the first thing we have to know is you already know what we're going to do. We also read what these things are.
Yes.
Not yet, okay. So yeah, it has to be original, friendly, user-friendly. Now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is the functional design. It's very important. We have to look what the needs are, effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in functional design. That's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's what the specifications of the components and properties, and the specifications of the user interface. We have to look what the market is doing, for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design, and that's you know what it is exactly. Okay, so these are two smart boards. This is the introduction of that one. You already saw, you know all that you can put things in the project map folder. So what we're going to do first is you can read. You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard and say why it's your favorite animal. So and you have, this is just to try it out, and you have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So, okay, so first show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works. Pen.
Format.
New different color can use here. No, I just did pink. Pink. No, it's not pink. slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant. I don't know, it looks the most happy. Looks very nice. I need to how would I like this? Oh no, wrong. Yeah, okay. Because I like
pink elephant.
This takes some strength. Just use this one. It's a bit slow, you can see this is a bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay, so just for you guys, just one of you can draw a painting if you want. Just don't yeah, just use it like it. No, it has to be an animal, so if it's it should be
it's
a thing.
Okay.
Water was important.
Wow. Wow.
Do you have to write down why? Ah, it doesn't matter. Just to get used to the white thing.
Okay.
Just make a new blank page. Not too far to the panel top.
Let's make it.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back, so that, no, to the, yes.
Back. I think it's a pig. Pig?
No, it's
a
dog.
Dog.
Oh, we only have 25 minutes, so.
Take it easy. I was gonna make a cat too.
Hold it more to the back, can you then?
Okay. You just draw to pick up. Okay, that's it. More?
No, that's it. I'm thinking.
Okay.
but you actually got to write on that paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on that
paper.
Yeah,
no, but
oh,
I
did.
I thought it would be in private version.
Yeah,
so
it's just a picture.
It's just a picture. So,
yeah.
It's not that cool, like I thought it would be.
It's a donkey.
But what time did you start this meeting?
I think it was
nice, eh?
I just have to save everything.
Excuse me.
And we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big amount in euro.
Easy.
Prediction costs about half the price of selling price, sorry?
Easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million euros? So, we can have a little discussion about what the experience are.
Well, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it only from the not with the television, we sell it apart.
I think it's, I'm not sure, it's not.
Yeah, it probably would be universal.
And only television or more devices?
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros, so not sure.
Maybe, I don't know.
You can buy a universal control.
Okay, so we just pay, just say it's a universal remote
control.
Yeah, okay.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player and...
Everything.
Okay.
So a lot of buttons on the
remote. Yeah, probably.
Not just the TV.
No, just everything.
Okay. Okay.
So... What's a remote control? It's just a black thing with some buttons on it. It's not nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah. So, do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well, I thought about making it the same as style as the television, which has we don't have the same television all the time, so that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it. It has to be clear because kids and elderly are going to use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. It must be a very good control so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Okay.
Nothing frustrating then.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has a lot of functions. So.
Yeah.
We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have.
Yeah, well, we have to make something like mobile phones that you can
fold
open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about one you can
Fallout, where you can see more options.
Yeah.
Like for the DVD player or something.
Yeah,
If
something
Yeah, or
not
you
because general things like volume and TV channels and inside things you don't use that often.
Or you could think of an a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah, I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen for remote control?
Maybe
yeah,
it's
like a menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small. Like
it
to have,
yeah,
yeah, maybe it would.
And we have to care for the strength of the remote control,
yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and gets
so
often broken.
And if you have a touchscreen in it, it's definitely too.
Yeah,
too
yeah, yeah. Lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not kids.
You can put
kid proof. And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or
well maybe
that's just
what you do. You can put it on your television and just recharge,
yeah.
And that you use anyway.
I mean that's a good idea, but you have to look at the price now, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
Well, how much is your standard mobile phone charger?
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but I don't know what the projection
if
costs are for such a
if
thing.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in, because maybe
yeah.
It's too expensive.
Cause
yeah.
But the home station is a really good idea, because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now
yeah.
You can put it always at the same
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea. It's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
Separate subcomputer.
Yeah, but I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge and just put it in a station, or you can change the batteries.
Yeah.
So.
Option. That's the option.
Yeah.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable. The buttons on usual places, the on-off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has it be has does it has to be have to be like a different
yeah,
form than
I
a normal remote controller?
I don't know.
Well, I think we have to look at that because well, you can do everything the standard way, but
you can make it very special to create our own
yeah.
Looks.
Yeah, if we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on-off button on top and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block.
Yeah.
And then the volume, obviously, on top, so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often, so. If you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think. So you can do something unique with that.
And what we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the functions. Yeah, but yeah, but basically, when I'm watching TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very
if you
very nice.
If you make
maybe
it fold open, it's also the strength is not as good as
no,
a normal.
No, that's
why.
So maybe you have to keep it like a square.
Okay, but
yeah.
We have to close this to finish this meeting. So.
Okay.
Some more things. About 30 minutes, and then we need to meet again. So you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user. user requirements specification? Do I need to think as a user as only the looks and the
What you want to do with it?
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all the things.
Okay.
Also from a user.
Yeah, it was also about strength.
Yeah, I also wrote down some stuff that you want.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical.
Yeah. That's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of.
Do you want to do with remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I already wrote some down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Documents in the folder.
Very good.
So, see you in 30 minutes.
Okay.
For the next time, you have to put it exactly on the square. So, your laptop.
No, Paul.